I received a CD from Norm Voss the other day, and I found myself traveling to Bozizer Music to meet with John and Gail and Norm to talk about it.
Don't blink, because as soon as you turn onto 3rd Street South, you're right there. Bozizer Music, yellow siding, easy to spot, across from the Clipper. And we're here. I'm going to walk in. Let's see if Norm is there. John certainly will be, and Gail.
This is Norm.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
After arriving, we made our way to the room that the Bozizer song was actually recorded in. We got comfortable and we got talking. Sitting here with John and Gail from Bozizer Music. And Norm Voss, I received a while back your CD for a new song you've written, Song of Bozizer. What prompted you to want to write this song?
Well, when we first got married...
It goes back a long way.
Well, we got married in 1959, but after we were married about 15 years, I guess, or so, I moved to Ontario with the family, and I started work for Ontario Hydro. I became a nuclear worker for Ontario Hydro and was transferred throughout the province, and I was transferred down to southern Ontario, Georgian Bay area, which is Stomp and Tom country. And he worked all the way through there, picked potatoes and this and that, and he's got just about every town in that area a song of it. And I thought, well, that'd be neat if a guy could write a song of Bozizer.
Way back then.
Sitting in the back of my head, and one day I started to put a few lines together and a few more lines together, and that's how it came about, because I didn't have a clue how to write a song. But
so when did you actually have this song written?
Probably looking about 10 years ago, I guess, when it first started, and I finished it last year. Since it's finished, I let a few people listen to it, and they said it would be great for the centennial. So I thought, well, it'd be great to give it to the town of Bozizer for their theme song. And they can play it wherever they choose fit. And that's what I've done.
Did you know John Gale before?
No, but we met...
We met the Legion.
So you guys got together and worked together on this recording.
Yeah, and then...
Recorded it right here? In town, right at Bozizer Music?
Bozizer Music.
How long was that process from the time you first started recording to the time you maybe got this mix onto CD?
Well, we started in about July, I think.
Yeah, somewhere was there.
The latter part of July we started. Then I got a call from a fellow in town, Alvin, who said that Norm will be coming over to do a recording on the little system that he had. So we used two systems. We used one of Alvin's and one of ours, because we had so many tracks that we try to fit in on it. So that's how we got going. And then talking to Norm, he's mentioned other little towns that he's been in. He's written songs about them, too. And they're really quite neat.
So this should be an album.
Yeah, it could be an album.
But I guess we finished this, really finished it, what, just before Christmas, I guess?
Yeah.
Maybe I should ask you a little bit about your connection to Bozizer and how far back it goes, and when did you first live here?
Well, we were raised 8 miles east of Bozizer on a farm. In those days... That was before there was tractor. Everything was done with horses.
That's where you were born?
Yes.
Yeah.
And before the school buses came, we walked 3 miles to school.
Yeah. You always had the connection to the town.
Well, I did. Once we were married, when I came back from Ontario and that, I started a contracting company, and I done a few jobs in town. And one of them was a credit union we built.
Yeah.
Home Hardware, involved with the co-op store that there is. And quite a few, and then throughout the area, too, amongst the farmers and everything. That's why I put the whole thing together, tied the farming and the town together.
What was some of the meaning you wanted to put into the lyrics?
Well, just basically to express my feelings and what I see in the town and the surrounding area, like the farmers, yeah, country living.
What about John and Gail here? You play guitar? Did you play guitar on this, or did you leave that to them? How did that work?
Well, they've done all the what you hear of the instrumental work.
Yeah, we did the backup music to it. So we put in like lead guitar on it. I played the bass in on it. Gail played the banjo and rhythm guitar section of it. Two rhythm guitars in it. Lead guitar, bass, and banjo track. And Gail sang the harmony backup on it. And it came out well. So as we added pieces, it kept changing until finally we got a beat and a rhythm to Norm's song that we felt comfortable with. Like Norm did a good job doing what he had to do on it, and we filled in around it.
And that is the story of the Bozizer song by Norm Voss and John and Gail from Bozizer Music, who put it together. And here's Norm to introduce the song for you.
My name is Norm Voss. I'd like to introduce a song that I wrote and had it recorded down at Bozizer Music with John and Gail, who do all the backup work and everything with it, and done a tremendous job. And the song is called Bozizer.